All right. So today on Ghost Bros, we got some stories from Reddit, and I think Brennan's gonna start us off with those. What do you got, Brennan?
I have a post on r/hauntings by user Logos Cartel. It's titled, "I was violated by an invisible entity."
Oh, God. Well,
it begins, "Well, here I go. The last night I had the most scary and repulsive experience of my life. 3 months ago." Well, before I say 3 months ago, I'll go ahead and give you time period. This was posted 5 months ago, all right? So,
oh, shit.
So last night I had the most scary and repulsive experience of my life. 3 months ago, we moved to a lovely new home. Only one previous owner and old lady their English is a little off. They believe an old lady died here. The house had sat for 6 months at least before we moved in. It's me and my mom, two bedroom house in a nice area. The first thing that happened was, I'm going to be honest and say that I had eaten shrooms. Okay, so she's eating shrooms already. I say this because I think it's an important aspect of the story. I was sitting down in front of the TV, partly daydreaming, part watching a movie. I was drawn to start looking at our cat, a girl, and I kind of went into a trance. After a long minute or so, I started getting flashes of what I can describe as mirror writing. You know how it reads backwards. Then there was just a steady stream of fast flashing images in my vision. They were images of hieroglyphics, and then suddenly, what I am 97% sure was a demon. This thing was hideous and disgusting. It was like I disturbed it while it rested. I blinked a couple of times, and after a moment, it was gone. The demon had literally just come out of the cat. So, what are you thinking so far?
The demon come out of the cat.
Yeah, well, not only that, she's also admitted that she's eating shrooms.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like, when you're taking hallucinogens, whatever the fuck they're called.
Hallucinogenics.
Yeah, whenever you're taking those, I mean, it kind of makes everything you're saying that you can just focus on that. Like, anybody that you would tell the story to would just assume it's from the shrooms.
Yeah, know? but honestly, though, like, I mean, have you ever done shrooms?
No, so this is the thing. I do know that, like, certain drugs, you know, like acid and shrooms and shit like that, to an extent, the shit you see on TV is kind of like how it is. But yeah. I know shrooms, you don't hallucinate as much as you do with, like, acid and, you know, other shit. According to what I've heard multiple people tell me you barely hallucinate, as in like seeing weird shit when you're on shrooms. I don't know how true that is. Like, it's just what my friends.
I've always heard that it's just like really vibrant colors.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's like some. So the best takeaway I've heard from people that's done shrooms is they say it's like the whole world has a heartbeat and everything's breathing. Like the fucking grass is like moving. Like weird shit like that, but they say they don't really see nothing, like, as far as like somebody there that's not supposed to be there. So I don't know. I mean,
no, maybe she got something that was like laced, or I don't know. Can you even lace?
What she meant to put was a PCP instead of shrooms. Yeah.
But anyway, it keeps going, saying it gave a feeling that it was ancient, wise, and male. I left the room quickly, and it took a while to recoup and recover from what I saw. And that's how it started. I started seeing shadow figures, having the most lucid and terrifying dreams, hearing whispers and feeling watched, and my bed would shake and move weirdly at night. And when I was trying to sleep, almost like every other night, as I was trying to chill a little, the air would change and there would be this overwhelming fear of dread. I've watched and a few times scared for my safety. Okay. Oh, she felt watched. Okay. Felt watched.
Hold on. Is she still on shrooms now, or is this like a couple?
No, this is, she's saying this has been going over the course of the last 2 months. Yeah.
Unless she's been high on shrooms the whole, you know,
she was high on shrooms 3 months ago. And for the last 2 months, shit's been going on. And okay. And she said that she sees it in the corner of her eye, and it's been taunting her. And then just last night, the worst thing I've ever gone through happened. Just before I tried to sleep, I felt it come back. I thought if I ignored it, maybe I'd fall asleep. I was real tired and fell into a dark sleep quickly. Or not dark, deep sleep quickly. I had lots of dreams, of which I can't remember. And then around 3 a.m., I awoke to something clinging to my back. It was tied on me reaching around, pinning my shoulders and legs from behind. It was a pulsing energy, kind of vibrating.
Hold on, Brennan. Hey, Jamie, put that porn music on real quick. hey, Alexa, play Despacito. Oh, shit. Hold on, read them two sentences back, because if you read it erotically, Brennan. Read it like you're trying to get me going, man. I'm being serious. Just do it. I want to hear something.
Yeah, let's go.
Just I don't know how to do this. Just before I tried to sleep, I felt it come back. I thought if I ignored it, maybe I'd fall asleep. I was real tired and fell into a deep sleep quickly. I had lots of dreams, which I can't remember. And at 3 a.m., I awoke to something clinging to my back. It was tied on me. It was a dick. Reaching and pinning.
Is it really sad?
No. She doesn't say it. No. No, I didn't say that. It was tied on me, and it was reaching around, pinning my shoulders and legs from behind. Oh, it was a pulsing energy, kind of vibrating. Kind of vibrating. That's what I remember, like how strong it was, like a water pump pulsing. It was almost breathing on my neck and ear. It was thrusting onto my butt cheek. The thing was trying to rape me, I am sure of it. I'm trying to scream and wake up and was unable to move. With all my strength, I tried to wrestle free, but it was really aggressive. I know I made some noise calling, "Get off of me in the name of Jesus Christ." And as I said the name Jesus, they're trying to growl.
What is that reading?
Oh, God.
Sponsorship right here. This is it.
Oh. We're going to get the fucking Antifa after us, guys.
Oh, man. As I said in the name Jesus and tried to get it to, it growled and snapped at me. I could tell it hated it. I just repeated it over and over again. In the name of God and Jesus, let go of me. You're not welcome here. Get out of here. It took all I had to repeat the words.
Like, what the fuck, man?
So, what do you think is going on here, you know?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, Justin, can you hear us?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Well,
yeah. So,
why don't you say hello?
Justin, did you say hello? We got a ghost in here?
I don't think it was me, bro. Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
They're getting the dog. They're clapping my teeth, dog.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. Like, that sounds like extremely...
That's some fan fiction, dude. That's not fucking real. They're talking about pulsating. Sound like that for real. That sounds like some real shit. Like, some girls be getting, you know, getting down and dirty to something like that.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because she's talking about, you know, Jesus and everything.
I'm telling you, there's some freaky folks out there, man. They'd be like, God, I don't know, man. That's pretty weird.
All right, well, let me taunt this off with the end of it.
Okay.
It says, this is how I know this really happened, because I was lucid and able to speak and think clearly. It was like this thing was paralyzing me and trying to stop me, calling for God. This thing, this entity or creature, was really evil. I didn't want this or ask for any of it in any way. We thought that the house was maybe haunted by the lady that lived here before us, but now I'm not so sure. Since this all started, Since this all started, my whole take on life and spirituality has changed. I found my lost faith, and I found God again. I had been a very lost, chaotic person for far too long. But this experience of living in this new place that I love, by the way, has really shaken my life up. I'm seeing things so much clearer now. We are spiritual beings by nature, and being an atheist by name doesn't make what is true untrue. What happened last night made me so angry and more scared than I've ever been. When I finally managed to wake my body up with screaming for Jesus to get that thing off me, I got on my knees and cried and asked God to save me. If true evil exists, and so does good.
I feel like this is like people trying to get you to conform.
People trying to get you what?
Get you to convert, you know?
All right, let me say this. If it's true, I'm truly sorry. I am sorry if it's true and it's something you truly believe. I'm sorry. But what the fuck, man? Like, you're sitting here saying like you got raped by a demon, and that made you find God.
What? Is that all it took?
Like, what the fuck? It's like I love the house too now. I got used to the pulsating water hose sensation and the gripping from behind. Like, what the fuck, man? This is weird. I truly think this might it sounds fucked
well,
up. I wonder how
One of the comments says other people have also been posting this the same exact story. There were 13 posts of the exact story on another person's profile earlier in the week, dating back a year. Since being called out on it, they have removed some of them from their profile, though.
So we don't even know who the original is, but you know that's cool. Either way, still sounds like really far fetched.
Yeah, that one is pretty far-fetched because
yeah, it really does.
I mean, but let me ask you something, guys, and I want you to be honest. I want an exact number here, okay? How many dudes or women do you think probably like jerked off to that story right there?
Well, I mean, it is Reddit, so
there's actually no telling.
I mean, because like when you're reading it, it literally does just sound like. Like some fan fiction, like
some like erotica shit.
Yeah. God, man, that's fucked up. I wanted that one to be true. Not for the fact that somebody thinks they got raped by a ghost, but you know, it's just a lot of detail. It seemed like a lot of work went into that story and like a lot of visuals that I'll have trouble forgetting now. But anyways, So
do we have any other? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have one about a black-eyed child.
Okay. All right. Look, let's all right. Look, we just talked about rape. Now you're talking about black-eyed kids and oh god. But let's just slow it down, man. We don't even have we barely have a following at all right now. At least want to get some more followers before we start going down that rabbit hole, you know? Before we start. Causing some chaos and controversy around the podcast world. No, seriously, we can sit here and like talk for a few seconds because I like that story. If somebody made that shit up, why? What the fuck?
Why? Just to get people to follow them or to like their posts and shit like that.
Like, they want attention that bad, they'll just make up a story about getting raped by a demon.
Like, well, hey, bro, yeah, I'm pretty sure most of the stories on Reddit are fake.
That's kind of why I think people are going to notice we dissect these to the fullest extent and make fun of them to the fullest extent because 9 times out of 10 they're going to be bullshit stories. Like they never happened and never would have happened. Now, that's not to say the paranormal doesn't exist. I believe in the paranormal. I mean, I've seen shit I can't explain.
It's just Reddit. Reddit.
Yeah, and these are anonymous people that's just posting stories. I mean, there's really no consequence. So, I mean, I don't think they really care whether or not we dissect it like that. But I don't know. Maybe we'll get a lawsuit. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Shit. What? Who the fuck is making that noise? What's that noise?
I don't know what that was. Someone was like taking a drink or something. I don't know.
Was that you, Brennan?
I mean, I was taking a drink, but I don't know how you heard it.
It was like, boop, boop, boop.
I truly don't know how y'all heard it.
It's a boop, boop, boop. I don't know. hold on, drink again. Let's see if we can hear it. I just want to see if I can hear it again.
Oh, man, I already took the drink. I ain't thirsty anymore.
We'll just take a fucking drink. It's for science. I'm trying to see if
I'm right. I already sat down. I've walked too far along.
What do you mean?
You know?
So you got up and walked away to go get a drink and sat back down. Why don't you have a drink beside you? Do you not own a coffee table or do you not have a cup?
Yeah, but I mean, I would say, you know, I took a drink of milk, my bro.
Milk? Who the fuck drinks milk like that?
Me.
He does drink milk.
Brennan.
Titty paper.
I'll tell you what,
but
no. I probably don't shit on myself. I just drink milk like that. Like milk does not.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll be lactose intolerant.
Well, technically all humans are, but that's not the point. Oh shit! Hold on. Oh god! Oh god! He snuck up on me. He got me, boys. Go down to the First Methodist Baptist Christian Church, Pentecostal Church you see, and just get some money.
I mean, what have y'all found on Reddit?
I didn't really find anything worth doing anything. I don't know. Like, I kind of want to do the Black Eyed Kids.
Oh, shit. Let me read this story real quick that I found. I ain't trying to cut you off, man. I just already got it pulled up. All right. Can you fellas still hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So, I wanted to read a couple stories about doppelgangers.
Yeah.
I thought those were pretty cool stories. Like, those are pretty... let's see. So, this one says, seeing myself out of the corner of my eye.
They probably just
obviously
saw
it's on it. Yeah. like your TV screen is like, oh shit. So late at night, I usually go to the bathroom multiple times. But for the past 4 days, every time I go to leave, I can see myself still standing in the mirror from the corner of my eye. Hold on. Let me reread that. Late at night, I usually go to the bathroom multiple times, but for the past 4 days, every time I go to leave, I can see myself still standing in the mirror from the corner of my eye. Okay, so they're saying, like, they're in the mirror, like, they walk past the mirror, and they're still standing in the mirror as they're walking away from the mirror? Is that what they mean?
I guess. If they were, like, standing in front of the mirror, and then they go to turn to leave the bathroom, like, I mean, of course, you're still going to see yourself out of the corner of the eye, you know?
Yeah, I mean, technically, so. It is like the other me is watching me leave the bathroom. It terrifies me to the point where I almost run out without looking directly at the mirror. I never told my husband about it because I didn't want to acknowledge it out loud. Earlier today, I took a nap in our bed while he sat in the chair next to it, the fucking mirror, I guess, or the bed, what?
Probably like next to the door, going to the bathroom or something.
Okay, so it says he sat in the chair next to it watching TV. When I woke up, he told me that he had seen me sit up and crawl backwards to the edge of the bed and stand up in front of our bedroom door from the corner of his eye.
What the fuck?
You motherfuckers are talking about the corner of your eye, bitch. Look at it. How you gonna go off something? He said... Right,
if I seen somebody crawl backwards, like, yeah, I'd probably, like, look over, you know?
Like, why would you just be like, oh, I'm not going to look. That's her business. That's none of my business. And he said, okay, so when I woke up, he told me that he had seen me sit up. At that point, I would just look if I saw somebody sit up. Like, oh, hey, baby, you awake?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like he's like, nah, fuck that. I'm just not going to look at her. I'm not even going to acknowledge her that he even sat up. But then from setting up, crawls backwards to the edge of the bed and stand up in front of our bedroom door from the corner of his eye. Man, I'm starting to think this is bullshit as well, but I'll continue reading it. He thought it was weird I got up like that because I'm in the last month of my pregnancy and I can't really move so well without it hurting. What the fuck? What is that, Matt? That don't even, what do you mean it's weird? Nobody fucking moves like that. Tell me you crab walking in the bed and just stood up. And he not once stopped to look at you. What? You're stupid. Fucking lying. Anyways. So he tried talking to me. When I didn't answer, he looked at the door to find me not there and still sleeping in my bed. Oh, God. This is, they're fucking lying. I don't even care anymore, but I'm going to finish it. I got really creeped out, and I finally told him about what I have been seeing in the bathroom. He thought it was creepy as well, but didn't want to really talk about it anymore because he thinks it would give whatever it is power or energy. I have no idea what it is, I mean, what it wants, or why we have both seen it. All right. I'm going to call bullshit on that one, but I got one more right here. All right, this one's a little bit longer, so let's see where it goes. I didn't exactly read. I don't proofread these stories. I don't think any of us really proofread our stories. We just
no. We like look at the title. It's like, oh yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, and about 90% of the time, it's all like bullshit and from a movie or something like that. Oh God, we got some Brennan words in here, and I'll get to that in a second. A second dad standing at the door. Okay. I remember one Sunday morning, my brother and I were watching Cardcaptor Sakura. The fuck? Anyways, this is Brendan Words I was talking about on TV. And someone knocked on the door. We lived in an apartment that was empty. The owner hadn't rented the second floor. It was a two-bedroom apartment with a kitchen and a bathroom by the door. I'm having trouble painting this in my head. A two-bedroom apartment with a kitchen and a bathroom by the door. A small apartment, but with a big window that faces out to the door. What? Paint that picture for me, Brendan. Now, what are they talking about?
I'm trying.
The kitchen and the bedroom doors, like, really close to the front door.
So they got,
I don't know what they mean about the big
door,
window.
On the interior door, they have a door that has a window on the inside. Is that what the fuck they mean?
I don't know.
I just like to think they're living in, like, you know, 10-foot.
Out to the door. Why would you have a window that goes to the fucking exterior hallway or something? Oh, God. This is bullshit. I'm skipping this one. Fuck it. It don't piss me off. Hell no, man. Let me see.
Try to find another one. We'll do a short episode this time.
All right, let's see. Okay, yeah, I read this one. This one, I did proofread this one just because I was curious. A fast food joint full of doppelgangers. We had...
Okay, that sounds kind of freaky.
Sounds like bullshit to me.
Well, I'm smelling some bullshit. It's either the Big Macs or bullshit, boys. I'm not sure. So we had problems with doppelgangers at a fast food joint that I worked at. I had two separate sightings myself. First, my general manager comes by to tell me in the drive-thru, what? God damn it. Here we go with these motherfuckers that don't know how to. Oh, my God. My general manager comes by to tell me and the register person to clean the lobby. Okay, I get it now. I get it now. They didn't put any commas or nothing. It's just, it's hard to do. Anyways, and the register person to clean the lobby then goes to the restroom. So the register person and I come up with a plan and wait for her to come out. We see her walk out of the restroom, walk by us, and walk into the lobby. We go to catch her, and no one's there. We turn around, and she was walking out the bathroom. We tell her what we saw, but she didn't believe us. Not too far-fetched. Seems possible. Second, manager and I are in the prep area. One of the girls who is working up front walks back and right into the walk-in cooler. After about 5 minutes of waiting, the manager asked me to go check on her. I opened the walk-in door. There was no one in there. As I am trying to explain this to my manager, the girl in question walks into the prep area from the front. Needless to say, the manager believed me and finally believed what had happened in the first sighting. That's the end of that story. So, that one crazy happened.
Yeah.
Too crazy happened. You know, so that one's a little more believable. Like, maybe that actually was a real experience they had.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've had something kind of similar to that. I didn't actually, like, see it, but, like, you know, like, my old house with two single-wide trailers put together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you walk in the front door, the living room was on the right, couch was
hold on. Let's back up a second. Explain to everybody listening what the fuck you mean by that.
The two single-wide trailers?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, look. It's two single-wide trailers. One's a little bit longer than the other. It's like a, what'd you say, like 80 foot, and then another one like 60 foot.
Yeah.
But anyways, you put them together, and we cut a hole in the side of the trailers to make an archway connecting the two. All right?
And they had two kitchens when you, and six.
No. We could have had two kitchens, but, you know. But anyways, when you walk in the front door, straight ahead, the archway is there going into the other trailer. But when you walk into the front door, living room's on the right, walk straight through the archway, kitchen's on the left, and the hallway to my sister's bedroom was back there. All right. Well, I was sitting in the living room watching TV or something, and I was there by myself, but for some reason, I thought my sister was there, and, like, I kept seeing movement, like, through the archway in the hallway right there going back towards my sister's bedroom. I kept seeing, like, shadows and stuff on the walls from the kitchen light shining on the hallway, and I kept calling my sister's name. She wouldn't answer, and then I looked outside and realized everybody was gone, and at that point, I really started freaking out.
it kind of reminds me of the house you lived with me at, Dalton. One time, I was up getting something to drink. It was probably like 2 in the morning or something. And I looked into the hallway, and I swear I saw Ashley walking.
Yeah. You told me this story. I don't remember this.
Yeah, I swear I saw her walking down the hallway into the living room. So I was like, oh, okay, she's going to the living room. I got my drink, and I went to go in there to talk to her, see what's up. And no one was in the living room. And I was like, there's no way she could have went back to her room. So I went to go see where she was, went to her room, opened it, and she was asleep. So I don't know who I saw walking
well,
in.
I had a doppelganger experience, too. So mine was pretty vivid. Like, it was like, it was legit, you know. It was me, my mom, and my cousin one time. It was right after my mom had my sister, and we saw my stepbrother walk through the living room and go into the bedroom where my sister was asleep, and we were all in the kitchen, and where the kitchen was, like, the front door was off of the kitchen going into the living room. So, because, you know, we lived in a trailer as well, so we didn't have a makeshift trailer mansion like Dalton did. We just had a regular single-wide trailer. And, you know, he walked through there. Like, we all three seen him. We called his name because we was wanting to know what the fuck he was going in there for. And we got up and walked in there after him, and because she had just got to sleep. So we walked in there after him, and he wasn't even fucking in there. He was outside. Like, we looked out the backyard. His ass was outside. Like, it was really fucking weird. Like, I've never experienced anything like that other than that, and that was pretty creepy.
I mean, that kind of like, I don't know, there goes my theory. Because if you all seen that happen, then my theory probably wouldn't work.
Because, like, he wore a hat and everything. We saw the hat and everything, like, on him as he was walking, like, straight up, like, same color shirt and everything that he was wearing that day. We thought maybe that was a ghost. But no, dude, like, had the same shit he was wearing. And walked straight in the room, and we walked after him, and he wasn't there, and fucking, we walked out there, looked outside, and he was out back. So, it was pretty weird. There's no way to get outside from that room.
They say, like, if you ever see a doppelganger of yourself, then you'll die. But I don't know.
Well, it wasn't of me. It was of my stepbrother, but yeah. He's still alive and well, I assume.
Well, he didn't see it because you said he was outside, right?
Yeah, he didn't see it. That shit was weird, though. I don't know how to explain those because it's like, you gotta ask my mom right now. She'll tell you same damn story. And that really scared me. Nothing. I thought, I don't know. Maybe we had a gas or propane leak in the house when it was all fucked up or something, you know?
See, I was.
Then I realized we didn't have propane. Like,
people saw themselves or saw their family members in like a past scenario, and your brain was like, I don't know, so locked in that you actually visualized it with your own eyes. But if all three of you seen it at that exact moment, then I doubt that would be possible.
Yeah, I mean, if it was just one of us, I'd say, oh, yeah, you know, your brain was playing tricks on you. But no, it was like all three of us, we seen him. And we was curious as to why he went back there, because he didn't have no reason to go back there. And when, you know, we saw that shit, and, man, it was just like, what the fuck? We got back there. We was like, oh, shit. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's, you know, it's, I don't know how to explain those doppelganger things, because, I mean, there's a lot of people that's got those stories. But, yeah, I wouldn't. That's about the only one I had, and I hope that's the last one I had, because they're pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Which, you know, speaking of which, what did you ever tell your sister about what you seen, Brennan? And what about you, Dalton?
Yeah.
I've told her, which I never, like, actually saw a figure. I just saw, like, shadows on the wall, like somebody was walking down that hallway.
Oh, God, that sounds fucked up, man. That sounds scary. I haven't had many Home Alone scary stories, you know, or nothing crazy happening while I was home alone.
Yeah,
except this one time, there's these fuckers, there's these guys that call themselves the Sticky Bandits, right? It was around Christmas time, and my parents went to the mall, and I was supposed to go with them that same morning, but, you know, I accidentally got left or whatever, because I was sleeping in the shed outside, and they forgot about me. And the Sticky Bandits was coming trying to steal our fucking wood heater and our splitter and all that shit, so it just got fucked up that day. I'm just playing around, obviously.
Yeah, I see where you're going with the...
Figured you boys would have got on, but I forgot, you're not family-oriented.
Man, you know, us talking about all these stories and stuff got me thinking, like, I don't know if they still do it, but one year, see, my mom, she's real big in the old paranormal stuff. Like, yeah. She watched Ghost Hunters and all this shit, and it was pretty cool. I was sat there watched it with her. But one year, she took all of us down to Selma. It was around Halloween. And you can go there and you can actually, like, take a tour of, like, all these old plantation buildings and supposedly haunted buildings and stuff, and take pictures. And you can bring your own, like, cameras and, like, recording devices and stuff and try to catch shit. We never really caught anything besides, like, orbs and stuff, which, you know, could be dust. You don't really know.
There's...
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I think, like, when it comes to orbs and orbs seeing pictures and videos of it, I think...
I've seen them in real life, and it's nothing like the pictures, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just most of the time dust. Like, I feel like it would be a hard thing to capture an orb, and even if you did capture an orb, who's, like, it does look like dust.
I don't know what you guys said. It just reminded me of this. Have you ever seen a ghost of an animal?
No.
Whoa. No, but I swear that I've, like, heard them before, and, like, just...
Because I got a literal...
Like, you feel the presence of it, you know? Like, you feel like a dog's near you, yeah. And there's none.
I got a pretty creepy one about a dog we used to have. So this dog was the, and for all you dog lovers out there, I don't mean any offense when I say this. This dog was a piece of shit, man. Like it, anytime it saw me, man, it would try to bite me and shit. And you know, everybody be like, oh, you know, dogs pick up on good spirits. I'm a good guy. I don't fuck people around. I don't fuck around with the fuck around gang. I'm a good guy. Well, for some reason, that dog never liked me, man. It always bit me and shit, and just it didn't like many people. It only really liked my mom and like my stepdad, and that was it. Everybody else, it would like growl at. As soon as you fucking walked in the room, it's like, you know, like one of those shitty growls. Like, just imagine a Chihuahua, but make it like just a tad bit longer than a Chihuahua, and then make it about 35 pounds, like a big round, you know, something really round and shit. like a sort of like a balloon, if you would imagine. Like it was almost so fat you could just it couldn't even walk. It was so damn fat. Like, and it's I'm just trying to get you guys a visual, right? Just because it was a funny looking dog, so I always like messing around with it, making it growl and shit, just because, you know, I was a kid and kids are assholes. And well, anyways, that dog ended up dying. It was like fucking 17, 18 years old before it died. It was my grandpa's dog. And we got her after he passed away. And eventually it died, but it died up under my mom's bed in her room. And my sister at the time, I think she was 3 or 4 years old. I want to say she was like 4 years old because she was talking and shit like pretty good. So anyways, after the dog died, you know, obviously my sister was too young. No. I'll take that back. She died. My sister was like one. And then around 3, this is when this story happened. So it was a couple years later. My sister was sitting there playing in my mom's room. And she looked up under the bed and she was telling my mom she sees a dog up under there. And my mom looked, she didn't see it. And she's like, yeah, it's a dog. And, my mom was asking her to try to get her to describe it. And, you know, obviously she's too young really to understand what describe or anything like that meant. Yeah. But she's like, the dog going grrr. growling and shit. That's what my sister said the dog was doing. And then, it was like a little while later, like a couple months later, my mom was going through some old pictures and she found a picture of that dog. And without even, you know, asking my sister about it, my sister was like, hey, that's the dog that's under your bed. Like, what the fuck? That shit's pretty creepy for real, dude. Like, I mean, she was never even old enough to comprehend seeing that dog before in her life for real. And but she knew exactly what it was and where it used to lay at and everything. And like even knew the characteristics of this dog. And then when she saw a picture of it, she knew that was the dog that was up under her bed. Like, that's pretty weird.
Yeah, that is strange. I've never seen a real animal ghost, you know, but like I haven't seen something that looks like it shouldn't be real. But yeah. We'll save that for a different video or podcast.
I mean, you can go ahead, man. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, just Reddit stories. We've read like, you know, 3 shitty ones. I mean,
yeah.
Don't know how much better they're going to get from here.
No, it's fine. I'll save it for when we do one of the long videos during the week.
Oh God. Well, now everybody's going to be just dying to hear your story. You fucking tease. You're just a tease, man. I don't appreciate that. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it's obviously I could go on about a couple more stories and shit like that, but I was just curious if you boys ever seen like an animal ghost, because to me that was like, that's pretty weird that all that shit happened. And you know, then the whole doppelganger, and I've had quite a few experiences in my life, and which I told you guys about the one, you know, when I was younger or whatever.
Yeah.
But, and if anybody's wondering, it's in the first episode, I do believe.
I think it was the second.
No, it was the first one, because we was reading Reddit stories as well in the first one.
Oh, okay.
And we did, it was like last Sunday, the very first one was, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's our third one. But yeah, anyways, let's see. Do you got anything for us, Dalton?
Oh, no, I don't have any stories. Every time I pull up Reddit on my phone, it cancels Anchor out.
Oh God! Hold on, let me get one. I can pull up a pretty quick story. I had one saved. I'm gonna be honest. Anybody that's listening, I didn't have this one saved. I'm literally just going off of.
You can let Brennan read the one about the blackout the kids.
Oh yeah, read that one. I'm pretty.
Already.
Pull
I've
it up,
done.
man. Pull it.
Look
Pull
for
it.
other
Video up. Come on.
ones. Pull the video on.
Not
I
hard to
got.
find.
I only look for it. Give
It's
me a
like the
second.
first story on that page.
All right, so Brennan's not moving fast enough, so I'll just go with something else.
Okay.
All right, here we go, guys. Let's see. We got a couple right here. I'm just gonna read some titles. Tell me when to stop. Questions that are never asked. I heard a voice, but nobody was there. Haunted apartment. The heavy pillow. Contact with a spirit animal. Very odd experience. The man with a soft face. Let's read that one. That's encounter. All right, let's
I
see.
was kind of
Oh,
looking forward to the heavy pillow, man.
I mean, I'll read both of them. I'm just
no, you good. Just read
just
the soft
just
face.
Text right now. Text 1-800-AMERICAN-IDOL. Fucking dude, I hate the 2000s. But anyways, so the man with a soft face. It first happened when I was 4 years old. I had a very strange dream when I saw a very tall, around 6'5". Oh my God, don't tell me what the
this
fuck
is Slender
this
Man.
Is. Yeah, let me read ahead, make sure it ain't. Okay, so I don't think just Slender Man. Could be, but let me just read it. I saw a very tall, around 6'5 creature. Its skin was pinkish brown. It had bulging eyes and a red round nose and triangular teeth in its wide mouth. The creature was smiling, and its smile reminds me of what people now call the Uncanny Valley. Both sadistic and happy. Also, even though I don't remember it in details, the creature seemingly had four fingers on each hand. One for every hole of my body. In my dream, it tried to catch me, grabbing and carrying me somewhere. I attempted to fight it, trying to punch its face, but my fist got stuck in it, as if it was made of bubble gum. This is why I called it the man with the soft face.
This is a really fucked up
But
story of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, man. But
where does this take place at? You
right now in somebody's dream, but let's see where it goes. So I'll continue reading. And just food for thought, they started a sentence with but. You cannot start a proper sentence with but, just for all you kids listening out there. just you know.
We'll start a new podcast for English lessons. For all these Reddit users.
Yeah, fucking English lessons from the goddamn Hicks of Alabama, sure. But that dream was not the end. It became recurring. And I saw this creature in my dreams till I was six. Sometimes it just carried me somewhere without saying anything. Sometimes it started choking me from behind. Oh, shit.
Damn.
But the scariest part that made me fear this thing was its smile. Not even the feeling of total helplessness I had in these dreams. Not its disgusting to the touch, warm and sticky body in which my hands always got stuck. Its smile was the worst. Why did it always look so happy? Once when I had this dream, this creature was carrying me somewhere at night in the middle of the street. It was snowing and I could hear its feet stepping on the snow. I saw the streetlight, the buildings, and the creature's face smiling as always. Strangely enough, its eyes never expressed anything. A total empty look. It carried me for a couple of minutes and then just stood somewhere. After a while, another creature approached. It looked similar to the man with a soft face, except this nose was long, like that of Pinocchio. The man with a soft face showed me to the creature, and they started to discuss something. I don't remember what they said. I don't even remember what their voices, only the creatures. What the fuck? Only the creature's lips moving as they were speaking. When I was six, these dreams stopped, but I still remember them quite vividly and still feel scared. Has anyone else seen something similar? I'd be glad to know if anyone else encountered this creature in their dream.
That dude's an escapee from Jeffrey Epstein's island.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, God.
No, I'm serious.
It took me a second to realize that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, it was just a dream, I guess. So that's not that paranormal.
Did anyone in the comments have anything to say?
They just said, what a bitch, little baby back bitch, or something like that.
I don't think people on Reddit can do that, man.
Well, why's that?
Because, Reddit's blue-haired people, you know?
Oh, hey, look, this is a good question. I've always wondered this one as well. Why do all paranormal investigations take place at night? That's a very good question. Do you guys got any insight as to why?
I don't know. I've always heard that, like, paranormal activity happens more at nighttime. And that goes along with, like, you know, the whole witching hour type shit and everything like that. I don't know.
Well, I've been to haunted places, honestly, and had paranormal things happen in daytime as well.
I mean, you would definitely think that if you were looking for something, it'd be a lot easier to see it in fucking daytime.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the golden rule is, oh, at nightfall, we're going to go check it out and see if there's any ghost shit going on.
I think they honestly probably just did that, like, on TV just to give it some more of that, you know, that scary effect. Just for, like, dramatic purposes.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a lot more eerie at night, no doubt. Yeah. But, you know, if you're in pitch black and you got maybe like a flashlight pointing in one corner, it's obvious to – it's pretty easy to trick your eyes to think you might have saw something out the corner of your eye or behind you. Or you get what I'm saying? Like, it's pretty easy to do that. Hold on. Speaking of which, I want you guys – what didn't you guys have an encounter during the day when y'all was at Bryce that time? And you said y'all was with who was it? Fucking Corey or Chad?
I don't think it was me. Like, I've had encounters at night, but I have had encounters during the day in, like, different places. We actually, my mom, she used to work at a Guthrie's down here. You know where Subway is? You know, it used to be a Guthrie's. Yeah. She used to work there, and they called in on the security cameras her coffee cup sliding all the way from one end of the counter to the other, and then lift up off the counter and pour out onto the floor and drop.
Oh, damn.
They got the I think she still has a video and all of her old shit. Heather's got all her old shit, though. I'll ask her if I can get it.
That's pretty cool, man. Never had any idea about that. Because I even forgot we had a Guthrie's over there, but...
Yeah.
Definitely, that's the first time I've heard it. You didn't even tell me about that one. Why would you keep experiences away from me, dude?
I mean, I just thought about it now that you said it, because it happened during the day.
What's the one that you said? You guys said somebody threw some shit at Bryce or something like that?
I mean, that kind of
happened. Oh, no. When I was there.
Said, like, somebody was at the.
It just sounded like everyone was underwater for me.
And threw some shit, or y'all saw somebody on the roof with them, or out, or something like that. Somebody was still in the building and y'all was outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was. We saw a red light underneath a couple of our friends, and. You know, to this day, I still don't know what that red light was.
Though. It was at night.
Okay, I was just wondering. Yeah. I mean,
when I was there at Bryce in the day, when I had a boot thrown at me, that was, I think it was getting close to night. But when me and Jay was out there one time, we heard a girl screaming in the cornfield. And that was in broad daylight. Yeah,
don't they know somebody just fucking with
you? Yeah, that, you know, there's a lot of people out there.
Well, it could be someone just fucking with us, but we weren't sticking around to find out.
Well, see, that's the thing, and for anybody listening that don't know what Bryce's is, it's an old state mental hospital over there. Where's it at? Like Northport?
Yeah, Northport, I think.
Yeah, Northport.
Yeah.
Alabama. It's an old state mental hospital, and apparently they, you know, obviously got stories of like abuse and shit over there. So, very dilapidated and very fucking dangerous to enter now, but.
Well, I can tell you, Jay told me a story one time about the first time he went to Bryce, and he said he was a young kid. And I'll try to keep it as accurate as I can remember it. But he said they pulled up to the building, and this place has a lot of windows for those who are listening. There's like three floors to it, and just windows galore. And anyway, my friend said when they were at the entrance, he looked at the top floor and he saw someone jump out of the window with the noose fuck? And they hung themselves. And he said that his mom saw it and someone else saw it and they left immediately.
Probably like an actual person. And they could have called and reported, hey man, this dude just killed himself, like, or tried to help him, you know.
Well, let me put it to you. Let me put it to you like this, dog.
Oh, man.
If he's jumping from a building, he probably broke his neck if it was a real guy. And then at that point, he's dead. And then at that point, what is you calling the cops going to help if he's already dead?
Oh, that's true.
Somebody's going to find him because somebody else would have went there and saw it as well. I mean, did he say it disappeared or was it still there, like, as they was driving off or what? Like,
no, that I feel like that's adding information that I don't know.
Damn, calm down. I was just asking a question.
Yeah, I'm not obligated to speak on that.
Well, now it's a federal investigation.
Yeah, no comment.
Because that was a cold case we've been tracking for a while. we think Jay's 10-year-old self at the time had a lot to do with that. Because he saw him there and the guy was like, get out, I'm about to jump. And then he could have helped him and then turned out it actually was a ghost, man. But fuck, man, I mean, what are you going to do about it? He's a ghost. You can't help a ghost.
Yeah.
Already gone. No, I don't know. I mean, seriously, I wish we had a lot more information about Bryce. That'd be a cool, you know.
They said Bryce.
That'd be a cool show to do.
Only places in America, isn't it?
You said Bryce?
Yes.
I honestly don't know. I mean, me personally, I've never been there because by the time I wanted to go there and I had a car to go there, every time you pull up, the fucking cops were there as well.
Yeah.
Or they fucking pull in right behind you. It's like they just watched that place. So, like, I never actually got to get out and go inside because every time we'd go, the cops would be right there. They'd pull up behind us and tell us to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, so I had to rely on other people to get cool stories, but I always heard you get a cool story when you go there.
Yeah.
I just never got the opportunity to do that. How many times did y'all actually go, like all together?
A lot of times.
Like, me and Chad, is
Dalton still there?
We hit the furnaces where they burned all the bodies. Like, we got up in there and hid there when the cops drove by. Yeah.
Damn, that's pretty fucked up.
Well, if it did, we probably didn't notice it because, you know, adrenaline kicking in, running from cops and shit, so. No, because I was
a bad boy, ain't you?
I was a little bitch inside that fucking furnace, man.
I mean, honestly, dude, I think we need to do an episode about, maybe instead of these Reddit stories, just because they kind of are like some bullshit, what I'd rather do is go in alphabetical order and go read some ghost stories from each state, just because I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel like old buildings like cool that right one, that hotel or some hotel cool. It's like a restaurant or an inn or something like that. What was it called? The Limp Mansion. It's a funny name. Story sounds interesting, you know, like him and all six of his sons all killed himself.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. We'll get into that. Was it Wednesday's pictures like that.
I mean, but you, I think Wednesday we do like, yeah, we do long stories, and I think we're gonna have to start just doing maybe like alphabetical order, like ghost stories from each state, and then when we get done with states, I guess we'll just focus on the podcast.
Start doing, we can try to start doing ghost stories from other countries, but you know, yeah. Language barrier and whatnot. Got to find some at least.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you guys a real compelling question, just because I've always wondered everybody else's opinion. If somebody died and they was in a wheelchair, would their ghost be in a like, would their ghost have a ghost?
That is a really good point. I've never thought about that.
It's a good question.
Now, I'm going to tell you something pretty freaky there that, hearsay from other folks. My stepdad said his two sisters were in this trailer that they had just bought, and somebody died in it. It was this man that had a wheelchair. He died in it, whatever, and they bought it from his son. And the wheelchair and everything was out of the house. They said they was in one of the back rooms painting, and they said, like, they just kept hearing shit outside. Wasn't nobody out there in the living room. And they said they cracked the door open, and they had the lights off because, you know, they're just trying to save money, I guess. And they just had the one light on. It was, like, pitch black in the house other than the bedroom, and it was out night. And they was in there trying to paint before, like, the weekend so everybody could just move in or whatnot. And so they just stayed around a little later to paint. And they said they kept hearing stuff in the living room, like, fall over, and they'd, like, peek out the bedroom door and wouldn't see nothing, you know, shit like that. And when they said finally they heard like, a squeaking noise. And then they heard, like, it sounded like somebody rolling a wheelchair across in the room. And they said it just, like, that some bitch just picked up speed and got rolled
out. Oh, no.
And coming straight to that room they was in, and they fucking, like, dipped out of there. Like that.
I keep thinking of like scary movie where burn out on the wheelchair. Dude.
But I'm just saying that would probably freak me out hearing that noise. Like, okay. They said it sounded just like a wheelchair, like running across the floor.
Well,
like
could
that.
You imagine if you heard that sound in like midways while you're looking into the dark? Like the sound just stops, and then all of a sudden you start hearing footsteps instead, just coming towards the
door. Oh, God. I don't. I mean, footsteps.
Yeah.
Footstep. No. What I'm saying is, like, you hear the wheelchair first, and then like it just stopped, and then like, then you start hearing footsteps. Like it got up. You know, I feel like it freaked me out a lot.
But then. I mean, I wouldn't be scared. I'd be pissed off because they'd be a fucking phony, a big fat phony. They can get out of their wheelchair. They're a fucking phony.
But
no, seriously though, I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of stories I've heard before. Like, but the first
we'll definitely like not do Reddit anymore because, like you said, all the stories seem to be like just like somebody just come up with it off the top of their head, like, oh yeah, that sounds good.
Whack.
They're either way too underwhelming or way too over the fucking top. There's none that's really that believable. And there's some that's like, oh, I'm looking into it too much. Like the fucking first one, it was like, yeah, my fucking obese heart problem friend died when we was playing.
Wow,
the
it was crazy.
After.
Yeah.
It's not, that's a stretch right there.
Yeah.
It's stretching right there. So I think we need to
state
just
stories.
Do
I mean, we do one story per state, and then like once we get to the last one, we can go back and find another story and hope that it's not the same one that we already read.
Yeah, and hope by the a bigger, you know, following or whatnot. Because tell you what, I'm taking a lot of heat for doing this, man. I spend time with my kids, my fucking
wife, for an hour.
This shit's getting hard to explain to my wife. She's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Baby, I done made like 18 cents off these podcasts. You better get the fuck out my face."
Oh.
But, well, fellas, I guess that's about our you know, about all we're going to get out of this today. So, sorry to anybody that expected a little more for some Reddit stories, but you obviously probably never been on Reddit, and I don't know why we thought that was a great idea anyways.
Yeah.
Honestly, they're kind of just funny, but, you know, that's the main reason I wanted to do them. But I'd rather just do some, like you can look up, like, a ghost story from each county in a state, yeah, and we could just stay on one state per episode, talking about, you know, and shit like that. And then,
yeah,
obviously, at the end, we can go to different subject matters. Maybe, like, I don't fucking know. We're not even there. Let's not even cross that yet. I don't even want to think about that. God damn. But, all right, boys, I guess that's about it. So if anybody's listening and they, you know, enjoyed this, you can find us on Spotify, Google Podcast. We're on, like, quite Anchor. A few of them now. I don't really know what they all are. I should probably start putting them in the – yeah, we're on Anchor, yeah. And
Anchor.fm, yeah. Man,
but I need some more sponsors. So if any of you guys out there listening, you know, like Nike or – a Rolex, or anybody like that. Hell, I can take
gonna make some gift merch.
Cards and shit. Also, don't forget that we have, but we have a Gmail as well. It's oh my god, I almost forgot the name of it. It's ghostbrospodcast@gmail.com. That's ghostbrospodcast@gmail.com. You can send stories in or tell us how you fucking hate our guts or send pictures of your titties or whatever you want to do. And we'll receive them all and we'll take them all gladly. So appreciate you guys listening and we'll catch you guys next time.